Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by our medical expert, Dr. Richard Podell. And we had a very, very interesting first hour. We had Dr. Richard Passwater on, and we were discussing coenzyme Q10 and some of the new research and some of the differences between ubiquinone and ubiquinol. And by the way, if you are just tuning in and you didn't hear that first hour of the Wilner Window, you can listen to it if you go to our website, www.wilner.com, W-I-L-L-N-E-R.com, and there's a link to radio. And not right now, but probably tomorrow, if you follow that link, you'll be able to listen to this show. Okay? And once again, our number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We'll be happy to answer your questions and, about CoQ10 or anything else. So, Barbara from Wantagh, Long Island, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Okay, thank you. My question is, my husband will be going in for inguinal hernia surgery within a couple of weeks. And the question, he is a diabetic, and I was talking to him about the CoQ10 supplement before your show even started. And he's not really into any of these supplemental, and he takes a lot of drugs for his diabetic condition. And he also takes one shot of Lantus at night. And he's been doing this for the past 20 years with the same endocrinologist that he goes to. And I said, well, the question is, should he, if he started the CoQ10, should he wait until after the operation and not start it before the operation? That's the first part of my question, because they had told him, don't take the 81 milligram for at least a week before the operation.
You're talking about aspirin?
Correct.
Okay.
Also, that's the second part of it. So should he not, if he decided to start taking the CoQ10, he does take statin drug for his cholesterol and high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I'm asking about this supplement.
Okay. It is reputed, I'm not sure how valid this is, but it's reputed that coenzyme Q would have some mild antiplatelet effect, not as strong as aspirin, but some. I doubt that it's enough to matter, particularly since this is a relatively minor surgery, but still, I would wait till afterward, because you're not going to gain a whole lot from just rushing it. So you might as well just have a clean slate, be off the aspirin and be off the coenzyme Q. But then you can start it within, within 3 or 4 days of the surgery, and that would be fine.
Okay, Barbara?
I have just a very quick question on the test.
Okay.
He does go to Quest for testing every 3 months. Because of his condition. So would he be able to add this test into the 3 month testing?
Yeah, well, the doctor would. Okay. You have to write the prescription.
Right, but would that be the same blood work that they do, or would that be a different kind of blood test?
Well, no, you have to specifically ask the coenzyme Q.
You would ask for coenzyme Q, is that the name of it?
Coenzyme Q10.
Yes.
Right. Oh, that's the name of the test.
Right. And they withdraw it. It may take another tube. It may not. But
okay.
They can do it at the same time.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Barbara. Thanks so much for that call. And good luck with your husband in the surgery. Okay. And let's see. We have another Barbara, this time from Manhattan.
Yes.
You're live on the Wilner Window.
Okay, is this Arnie?
This is Arnie.
Hi, Arnie. Barbara Kantrowitz.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Okay, Arnie, I have a problem. I'm taking now the ibuprofen with the hydrocodone because I had fractured my shoulder with an accident last week. And it's very hard on my kidneys. I was in your store. Larry gave me a lot of supplements, you know, for healing and stuff
right,
like that.
Right.
But for my kidneys, it's putting a lot of pressure. And it's constant urination.
Okay, so you're looking to protect your kidney?
Right.
Okay.
I sort of missed you're taking aspirin, Advil-type medicine.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
Advil.
And they can harm the kidney.
Yes.
And I don't know that we have an antidote for that.
Oh.
The problem is Tylenol can harm the kidney as well.
I know that.
Depending on the doses.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the short term, Barbara.
Right.
You know, you're okay. I mean, if you were doing it for, 4 years.
Yeah, but with the fibromyalgia, I have been on it longer, but now I've increased, you know, the dosage. And I was just wondering, I know you carry that Renafood.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be any good?
It might. It might be helpful.
Do you have a known kidney problem, by the way? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well, because of fibromyalgia and my Lyme disease and stuff like that, I've been on these two things for a while. Now, of course, because I have the pain from the fractured shoulder, I sort of increased it, right? And it's really affecting my kidneys. I feel I'm urinating constantly.
Hey, you know, I don't know if urinating constantly means that there's any kidney damage, but the doctor can check this pretty easily. Do a urine analysis and measure your kidney function test with a blood test.
Okay.
You can partly protect against the Tylenol with N-acetylcysteine, which is NAC. You get that in the health food store.
Uh-huh.
Or Wilner's?
Well, that's what I mean.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
I don't know of any antidote for the toxicity that not aspirin so much, but Advil and all those NSAIDs will do to the kidney.
Uh huh.
If you when Dr. Podell, excuse me. Mm-hmm. When Dr. Podell mentioned about the blood test, you know, usually what you look at is the BUN and the creatinine.
All right, I'm going to see. All right. So, and with the NAC, NAC, how much is a good dosage?
Well, probably 500 milligrams twice 500? A day or 600 twice a day.
600, all right, 600 twice a day.
And that'll sort of protects the liver against the negative effects of the Tylenol, the acetaminophen.
Oh, okay, that sounds great. Okay, and I'll have that test done. And I'll see you soon.
Okay, Barbara.
Okay,
feel better.
Bye bye.
1-800-321-0710. That's us here in the studio. Okay, Bob from Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Yes, I'm currently taking a natural brain enhancer of Doctor's Best.
Uh-huh.
And my long-term memory is still very good, but I don't notice that it's making any change in my short-term memory. What can I expect? I've taken it for about two and a half months now.
I don't know if you're going to see any significant increase in your short-term memory. Hopefully, you're not going to see any further loss in your short-term memory.
Okay. Oh, I see. All right. So I'm not going to recover any of that, or not likely to.
I guess it's always a possibility, but, you know, I think... how old are you, Bob?
82.
Yeah, I think you can, you know, if you can maintain what you have, hopefully, you know.
And then, you know, raises other questions. For instance, are you on any medicines that are affecting it? Are you getting adequate sleep? Do you have enough vitamin B12, thiamine? I mean, so there's a whole bunch of other things that might also relate to the short-term memory.
Well, as far as the B12, I take 100 milligrams of that every day, as well as a B-complex. And I think the other things, I've got a pretty good vitamin regimen. But I was just looking for some assistance in this short-term memory.
Yeah.
And I thought that this natural brain enhancer would do it, but it doesn't seem to be.
Yeah. Give it at least another few months.
Yeah. There's not a lot of human studies. There are animal studies. I mean, if you go be mean to rats and make them mutate in ways that sort of mimic Alzheimer's, you see that benfotiamine, which is a fat-soluble form of thiamine, seems to help their memory. Curcumin herb seems to help their memory. Those are rats. Whether that's transferable to what we're experiencing as peoples, we don't yet know.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that call, Bob. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
I just tried a new product from Jaru Formulas, Ideal Bowel Support, and I was very impressed. I recently returned from the Middle East, and I don't know what it was, the airplane food, the time change, whatever, but I was having a major problem with my digestive system, gas, bloating, a little constipated. I tried some fiber. It didn't help at all. So I picked up a box of Jaro's new IBS, Ideal Bowel Support, a probiotic containing a special strain of lactobacillus clinically studied for exactly this type of problem, intestinal health. It worked. I took one in the morning, one in the evening, and by the next morning, I felt fine. I am sold on this product. Jaro Formula's Ideal Bowel Support for intestinal discomfort, gas, and bloating, and to support regularity. A controlled, double-blind, randomized study showed complete improvement in 45% of patients compared to 15% taking placebo. Ideal Bowel Support from Jaro Formulas, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. The entire Solgar line is on sale at 25% off list. Source Naturals is 35% off. Healthy Origins, 40% off. The full lines of Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Quality of Life, Sprung Janssen, and Camo Care are on sale at 30% off list. And there is more. We have deals on Natrol, Jaro Formulas, UAS Labs, Future Biotics, Boric and Tafel. Well, how do you find out what else is on sale? You go to our website, www.wilner.com, and check the On Sale tab. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog, 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. And while you're on the website, www.wilner.com, and Wilner is spelled with two L's, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will be back in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, and you are listening to the Wilner Window. And this show is being broadcast on News Talk Radio 710 WOR in New York City in the New York metropolitan area, and WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. And your Atlanta, Georgia folks, you can give us a call too, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, next we have Mary Ann from Garden City, Long Island. Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi. My question is regarding CoQ10. I'm trying to help a relative of mine who lives in Tallahassee. Is your program heard in Tallahassee by any chance?
I don't think it goes. It's heard in Atlanta, but I don't think it goes to Tallahassee.
Okay.
But they can listen over the web. Okay. If they, you know, or they can, if they can't get to it today, tell them, you know, it should be on the website probably tomorrow.
Okay. Well, anyway, a cousin of mine has congestive heart failure, and she just learned of CoQ10, and she was asking me about it, and I'd like to help her out, but she has kind of a complicated case. She has a lot of things going on with her heart, and as a result, she's on Coumadin, and she's on Lasix. But my question is, will the CoQ10 in any way affect the working of the Coumadin on her blood?
Yeah, I don't think we really know. Ordinarily not, but no one's researched it that thoroughly. If she wanted to take it, she'd have to talk to the doctor. You can adjust the Coumadin dose around anything that you're doing.
Right.
And so if she added that, it would simply be a matter of, I would repeat the INR, let's say, in 3 or 4 days later, and then perhaps in another week, and just make sure it hasn't changed.
Okay.
Of course, there are other things that might change it, too, like if she eats more broccoli or less broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
So the coenzyme Q would not be probably be a powerful changer,
okay,
but it is something that should be done with coordination with the doctor.
And just can I ask you something else? She's very, she's frail, and she feels, you know, she feels weak. And I mentioned to her the Propax or the NT factor.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something that, you know, could help her?
Energy-wise, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And the CoQ10, if she gets on the CoQ10, that would pick up her energy as well.
Right, right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, Mary Ann. Okay. Thanks for calling. Next, we have Mickey from Staten Island.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. As far as to what you were just talking to the last caller, I take Coumadin too, and I found you get different reports. Some say that it thins the blood, some say it thickens it. I found that it does some mild thickening. So, like you said, you have to monitor it. If you're going to take it, then you can be a little more freer with taking it.
What do you mean by thickening?
It will make your blood thick.
As measured by what?
The INR.
Yeah, see, okay.
So in your case, you needed more Coumadin when you started taking CoQ10?
Well, that's not how I do it. I just figure, okay, great, I get to take more fish oil, which thins the blood, so I work it that way. I put something that I know that thins it, something that I know that thickens it.
Does your doctor know what you're doing?
Sure.
Okay.
I also have a home monitor, so I can monitor it every day if I want. But my question is, like you were saying earlier when you had the guest on, it is expensive. So I had originally tried to take the ubiquinol, but that's very, very expensive. And then I was taking regular CoQ10, and I was, because of the coumarin, cautious. I started out at 40, and now I'm up to 200 a day because my ejection factor is at 25. My question is, now I'm taking something that they call Q-Zorb, which is supposed to be a rapid relief soft gel.
Yeah.
And sometimes I snip it and squeeze the contents into a smoothie, figuring that, you know, it'll be even absorbed even more quickly that way. But when he mentioned crystallized was the best, I don't think.
No, he didn't say crystalline was the best.
Okay.
That wasn't the. He said, no, that's not the case.
Oh, he says not the case.
He said, no.
You don't want to have
without
that.
Crystal, he wanted.
Oh, without the crystal?
Right.
Okay, because I have no way of knowing, you know, that the good thing about what the product I'm buying is that they run specials where it's buy one, get two free, and you can stock up on it then. You know, and then you're not hit so much with the high cost of it.
No, absolutely.
So then I should be pretty good with the Q-Zorb, which is kind of in the middle. It absorbs a little better probably than the
Q-Zorb is a good formula.
Now I was only taking 200, but with a low ejection factor like that, I could probably safely take 400 a day.
Well, you can monitor it with the Coumadin,
just to be sure. I have the test.
You know, sure.
Okay, that's great. You answered my question.
Okay, Mickey.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye bye. Let's see. Liz from Queens, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Yeah, hi, Arnie. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I have three questions. I'll make them really quick. I had coronary artery disease, and I had two stents put in, but I'm in perfect shape now, according to the cardiologist. So he recommended that I take Plavix. I want to say that. So he recommended that I take 4,000 milligrams of omega a day plus 2,000 of D3.
Okay, good.
Is that okay even with the Plavix as far as blood thinning?
Well, Plavix. It's a matter of judgment is the issue. Now, the doctor, Plavix thins the blood, makes platelets less sticky. I'm blocking on
which. Fish oil
is what you were talking about. I'm looking at the CoQ10 on the screen here. But fish oil does also thin the blood through a platelet mechanism, and coenzyme Q to a degree as well. 4 grams a day is a fairly high dose of fish oil, so you'll get a significant effect. The issue then is, how thin do you want to be? And that's not a judgment for us to make on the radio. That's a judgment with you and your doctor.
Well, your doctor seems to be happy with that.
He's happy with it, and he is a good doctor.
Good.
Yeah, two doctors. Oh, anyway, someone wasn't
okay,
able to register.
Okay, now, Liz, stay on the phone. We're going to have to pause for a break here. Okay, but you have some interesting stuff here, so stay on the phone, and we'll get right to you. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And as you're trying to get across the Hudson River right now over at the George Washington Bridge, we're tied up about 45 minutes for the upper deck, 30 minutes if you go downstairs. Lincoln Tunnel only 5 into town, 15 for you over at the Holland Tunnel. We had some earlier problems over at the Verrazano Bridge trying to head into Staten Island. I should say Brooklyn bound upper deck. An accident, though, has been cleared away. Other than that, really just dealing with some volume here and there over on the Deegan, both directions getting into the Cross Bronx Expressway. Also, if you're on the BQE northbound side, Gowanus Expressway to the Brooklyn Bridge, you'll find Company. And the Cross Island Parkway is pretty heavy northbound side from the Grand Central up to the Throgs Neck Bridge. Southbound side on the brakes, Northern Boulevard out to the Grand Central Parkway. Flying today, all three area airports, about 60-minute delays on arrivals. Call ahead of time. This report is sponsored by Constellation Energy. Choose Constellation Energy and save on your electricity rate in JCPL and PSE&G service territories. Sign up at home.newyorkenergy.com. See website for terms and conditions. I'm Bill Powers with traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here to answer your questions. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And we're talking to Liz from Queens.
Yeah.
Okay, Liz.
I'm very happy with what you said to me because I didn't realize that it could possibly be an issue.
And since this doctor is half, you know, he's medical, but he's also alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't discuss this with him, and I really wouldn't want my blood to be too thin. So I will discuss that with him. He knows I'm on Plavix. I guess he thought of it, but I'm glad you brought it up to me that it could maybe be too much. I'll discuss it with him. My other question is the CoQ10.
Right.
That you said it's fat soluble.
Yes.
So is that a problem? I only take maybe a maximum of 12 milligrams of saturated fat per day.
It doesn't need to. Saturated fat is the type of fat you want to avoid. You want the omega-3 type fat, which is unsaturated.
Okay, so I can take the CoQ10.
You want to take the CoQ10 with the fish oil.
Okay, with the fish oil. And also, how is that the combination of omega-3s with vitamin D in one capsule?
They That's have that. Fine. Absolutely fine.
Okay.
Because vitamin D is also fat soluble.
Okay, but as long as it's taken with the omega, it's okay.
You can take CoQ10, omega-3, and vitamin D all together.
Right.
If you want to.
And not add any. Okay. Okay, and then my other question, I heard you say something about Tylenol in the kidneys. Every once in a while, I'll take a Tylenol. I've been taking mild tranquilizers, but once before I spoke to you and you discussed the benefit of omega-3 as a mood enhancer.
Right.
So I've been sticking with that. And
good
I
to
also.
You.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And also the Tylenol. I take once a day, once every other day. It kind of lifts my mood or kind of cuts down on the anxiety. Now, is that bad?
No, not at that level. And it doesn't.
Milligrams?
The Tylenol doesn't affect the kidney, it affects the liver.
Well, no, it can affect both, but we're talking about higher doses.
Yeah, so
higher
it's not. It's not really an
well,
issue.
Well, if you were to take 2-4 times a day, that would be high. But if you're taking this occasionally, it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, can I ask you one more question? The ubiquinol CoQ10 is much better. Why?
No, Dr. Passwater spent pretty much a lot. He's basically saying it's not better. You know,
and we've had other people on who says it was better.
Yeah,
right.
So it's the main thing is to take the CoQ10. You don't need to fret about the form.
Okay, I'll stop in your store one day, and there's always someone there who knows what they're talking about, right?
There's always people. We all know what we're talking about.
Okay, I'll stop in your store one of these days.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, Liz. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Next, we have Mary from Harrison, New York. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I'm so happy to talk to you guys. I listen to you all the time. I drive around and keep your show on for 2 hours.
Wonderful.
So I need you to help me, and this is my little story. I have LDLs that are high, and they're 203, and don't say anything that will scare me because I'll drop dead of a heart attack. But listen, I have been taking red yeast rice
okay.
for months, and this is what has I don't know if it's from this, but I've had three crazy attacks. I want Dr. Botel to weigh in on this too, and this is what happens. I get a real hot feeling straight up to my face, and it's not a hot flash. It has happened three times. The first time, I almost fainted. The second time wasn't so bad, and the third time wasn't so bad. It was just last Monday.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering, does red yeast rice play a part in any? I mean,
so you just took it three times?
Oh no, I've taken it for months.
Okay, so how is it? Is it helping your LDL first of all?
Little, not much. But I don't want these little crazy attacks. They scare me, and no one can find out what it is. I mean, I've been to the doctors twice. I'm really healthy, you know, besides the cholesterol jazz. And I just wondered, is red yeast rice tricky?
Well, look, any biologically active thing could cause side effects. Whether it's causing your particular side effects, we don't know. But since it hasn't helped your cholesterol much, it would be sensible to stop it for a few weeks and see what happens to the attacks.
Well, I have definitely now stopped everything, even my fish oil, everything. And it makes me sad, but I'm scared of everything. And I've stopped everything for a week, and I haven't started anything. I take fish oil. I take vitamin D3, vitamin C, you name it. I take it all. And I don't know if it's happening from vitamins. It's never happened with any vitamins I've taken. But since I took a vitamin turmeric force and red yeast rice and plant cereals, I don't know. And that's why I had to pick your brains.
It's difficult to know when it doesn't happen all the time, and it happens, you know, it happens periodically, and it.
Well, it has happened three times since August, and it's never happened before in all the times. Yeah,
but if it's an allergic thing, it would have happened more often.
Oh, it would have.
Unless there's something else that you're doing that's setting it off, and that would be, you know, it needs to be a detective thing, and that's difficult to really do.
Does Dr. Padel know any tests that I should have done? I mean,
I'm sure he'd love for you to come to his office.
Yeah, it takes time to figure this out.
Yeah, it's not an easy one. You need to work with somebody. And
I know, but could you just, like, what type of a doctor might do this? Because my other is just a primary doctor.
Well, primary doctors are pretty good at these nonspecific things to work through, because you have to consider all possibilities, not just in any one specialty. You know, it simply needs sitting down and spending the time and going through the various options.
Or you stopped everything, so just start things back one at a time.
Yeah, I know it, and I did try that 2 weeks ago, and that little crazy attack came back last Monday. So I just really was thinking, could it be a vitamin?
Could be a food. It could be a vitamin. It could be a combination of things. That's what
Dr. Point
Cozzella
is. We can't know. Mm-hmm. It's probably not any of those, but it could be. You know, take enough people, and someone's going to have a weird reaction that other people don't have.
But does red yeast rice build up in your body after like a year or something of taking it?
No. You need to take it every day.
But it doesn't build up in your body and become too strong for you.
Correct.
No.
No.
Unless you add grapefruit juice.
Unless what?
You add grapefruit juice, which will actually make it build up in your body.
Okay, no, I don't take grapefruit. Oh, yeah, I do drink grape juice every night.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
Huh? Is
grape
that good
fruit.
Or bad?
Grape is
it?
Fine. Grapefruit will make buildup of statin-type drugs, which was what red yeast rice is.
Oh, you mean with grapefruit juice?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I don't have any orange juice or grapefruit juice.
Good.
Orange is
all
okay.
All right, Mary, good luck to you. I hope you find out what's bothering you. Okay, next we have Rose from Lyndhurst, New Jersey.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. I have a question in reference to my granddaughter, who's 16 years old, and she had an accident playing soccer. She had surgery on ACL, and now she's recovering and in therapy. And I would like to know about some nutrients for her. Any nutrients that she could take to help her?
Well, number one, make sure she's taking a good multivitamin supplement.
Mm-hmm.
All the usual things. You know, make sure she's eating well.
Yes.
Make sure she's sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
Some good dose, maybe some extra vitamin C, some extra minerals. Make sure she's getting the calcium and magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
Probably add a bioflavonoid, such as grape seed or pycnogenol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she should be fine. She's a young girl. She'll do well.
She'll do well. The vitamin C, I think that's the ester C she takes.
Ester C is great.
Is that good?
Absolutely.
And now you said minerals. Which ones?
Calcium, magnesium, zinc.
And zinc. Okay. Now, pycnogenol, I heard something with that.
That's an antioxidant that also helps healing and also helps the strengthen blood vessels.
It helps healing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's about it, huh, for her?
That's it. She'll do fine.
Yeah.
Young girl, you know, if it's an older person, it's another story.
Yeah,
it's a young
girl. She'll do well. Though. She was on crutches and so on, but now she's...
may want to also consider, you know, something like glucosamine and chondroitin when she gets going to help stabilize the joint itself.
Okay, fine. All right, then after when she starts, after her therapy, yeah.
Okay.
When she starts walking, that will be.
All righty.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Rose.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Anne from Manchester, New Jersey.
I have a question on the CoQ10.
Uh-huh.
I'm taking a liquid form, and it's called Quinol. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
No. Okay, it's supposed to be 100 mg.
Spell it.
Q-U-N-O-L. And, wait a minute, who is it made by? Q-U-T-E-N Research Institute.
Yeah, it's a liquid form. It's... I don't think it's bad. I don't know if it's much more expensive. I don't know if it's worth the extra money, but it's
about
not
the same as the pills.
Yeah, if you like taking a liquid, take that.
It's supposed to be equal to 600 milligrams of regular CoQ10. I don't know about that. I take 2 teaspoons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 100 mg's.
Like I said, it's not bad.
Oh, okay.
Nothing wrong with it if you like taking a you know, a liquid form.
Yeah, is it? It says it's more absorbable.
Yeah, if it's the ubiquinol form, well, once again, I don't know.
It just says quinol. It doesn't.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Another question. I have a combination of fixed...
And it is more expensive, by the way.
It is? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's okay. Go ahead.
Fish oil, flax, and borage in one tablet. Is that good? It's a 12 milligram.
It's not 12 milligram.
Or it's mg.
1,200 milligram.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. It's a combination of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. That's fine. Sure.
And it's borage.
Yeah. Sure.
That's okay, great. Thank you very much.
All right, Anne. Thanks for that call. And we're also taking another break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll both be back after these messages.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well. But when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotics science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex. This gluten-free, kosher-certified formula brings together both sides of the vitamin E family, tocopherols and tocotrienols, with especially high levels of the gamma form. Recent research has found that a total vitamin E complex containing all of the family members, including alpha, beta, delta, and gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols, may provide more heart health benefits than just alpha tocopherol alone. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay, getting back to the phones, let's talk to Cindy from South Orange, New Jersey.
Yes, hi, Arnie. I am a pre-diabetic. I do not want to take any statins. My question is, what supplements do I need to take? Right now, I am taking 1,000 milligrams of omega-3, 2,000 milligrams of cinnamon, and 24,000 milligrams of red yeast rice, and also a capsule of the yogurt capsule, and one 300 milligrams of St. John wort. And I do exercise four times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm just wondering how effective, before I eat my breakfast, I have one cup of warm distilled water with three tablespoons of apple cider. Does that affect, would that lower or help my cholesterol?
I don't think that would affect your cholesterol one way or the other.
Okay,
that
then.
That particular, you know, regimen.
Good. I'll eliminate that.
How is your weight?
I'm 5'4", and my weight is 154. The problem is I have a problem with overeating. I don't know.
Yes, get in line. We all do.
I know. It's one of those things I just can't seem. That would help, is that right, if I lost weight?
Well, that would be the most effective single thing. Now, it's not necessarily easy to do, but if you were able to lose 20 pounds, that would probably take your blood sugar way down.
And there's another thing. You know, you heard a commercial earlier in the first hour from Natural Factors. They have a product called PGX. It's a capsule. It's a fiber product, but it'll do two things. Number one, it'll make you feel full, so you won't feel like eating. And the second thing it'll do, it'll slow the release of food from the intestine, so that it'll also ease down the blood sugar problem.
Very good.
It's called PGX, and I would for somebody like yourself, it'll do two good things for you.
Okay. How do I get a hold of that PGX?
From Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106. 1-800-633-1106. Call tomorrow.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, Cindy.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's see. Ray from East Northport, Long Island.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're next on the Wilner Window.
Okay, I have a question. I've been taking Arctic krill oil, 1,000 milligrams, and I'm a little confused. It only has 50 EPA in it and 50 milligrams of DHA. And I noticed the fish oils, they have a lot more.
Yes.
So I don't know what's better to take.
If you're looking to build up your EPA and DHA, you'd probably do better with the fish oil.
Right.
You know, krill is available. Obviously, krill is a very small sea creature, and it's very low on the food chain. So it's it's claimed to be much purer as far as impurities go and things like that. Fish oil are usually derived from fish which are a little higher up in the food chain, so it needs to be purified more. Are you looking to take the fish oil as sort of a general health thing, or are you using it for a specific reason?
Well, as a general health, circulation.
There's a couple of companies who make a very pure product made from salmon oil. One is New Chapter. New Chapter makes a product called Whole Mega. W-H-O-L-E, Whole Mega, which is a salmon oil product. And Solgar also makes a similar salmon oil product. And those are also on the low end of the EPA DHA.
Right, right. So the higher end ones would be ones that are on upper.
Yeah, if you took Nordic Naturals, for example, they make a fish oil supplement which is much higher in EPA and DHA, and they make a good product.
And who was that again?
Nordic Naturals. Nordic Naturals.
Okay. All right. So the Arctic krill oil is not. There's nothing really special about it.
People are trying to promote it, and it.
Right.
You know, it's none of these things are bad.
Right.
You know, they're not bad. It's just if you're looking for a higher EPA DHA, then you need to go to the fish oil.
Right. Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
All righty. All right. Claire from Brooklyn. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Oh, yes. Hello. My turn.
Your turn.
I've had about three blood tests over the years, and this last time, the doctor's always finding that my salt is low. The count, I think it's supposed to be below 130. I mean, it's supposed to be at least 135, and he didn't say what mine is, but he said that it's even lower than the last test, which I took like 2 years apart or something over a six-year period. And so he's concerned, and I said, "Why? I feel perfectly well. How would it show up?" And he said, "Well, it isn't good. It indicates something is going on." So for some reason, he sent me to a kidney doctor, and she didn't seem. I didn't get the results. She took, a scan. But she said, I'm not retaining water because around my ankles, they're perfectly fine.
Right.
And, so I don't know what the heck that's terrible. They're always telling you not to eat salt, but he says it has nothing to do with what you eat, because my brother-in-law said, well, start putting salt on your eggs and all. You don't seem to put salt on anything, but I don't.
All right, did the kidney doctor say there's any problem?
No, she didn't seem to get that result. What could it be?
Okay, look. So sodium in the blood, if it gets too low, can make people tired and achy and all sorts of bad stuff. Yours obviously isn't too low, but your doctor's afraid it might get lower. It's reasonable to take a look to see if there's any causes. And if it isn't, you should probably just follow it every so many months and see that it's not getting worse.
Okay, thanks for that call, Claire. We have to go. Okay, now you're going to hear a little bit about bone strength from New Chapter.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone?
Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega, a 100% pure, wild-caught salmon oil supplement. New Chapter, the whole truth. And we are coming to the end of this episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue or 253 Broadway. I'd like to thank our cohorts, Noah and Ira in the control room for helping us out today. And please stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini, who follows us immediately at 4 o'clock. We'll see you next Sunday, 2 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country.